to Chicago now, where a plan to close city-run mental health clinics has prompted protests. Nearly three dozen demonstrators have been jailed. Mayor Rahm Emanuel has set a Monday deadline for half the city's mental health clinics to be closed. He says the plan, which would send some patients to private clinics, will improve care. As NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, mental health patients and their advocates aren't convinced.
Until recently, Chicago's public health department ran 12 outpatient mental health clinics serving about 3,000 people. The city shut down two clinics earlier this month. That's when patients and mental health care advocates showed up in force at City Hall and at one of the clinics the city plans to close. Some of the protesters barricaded themselves inside the Woodlawn Adult Health Center, while others chanted outside. Police eventually dismantled the barricades and began what would be a series of arrests.
Mic check!
Mic check!
We're going to be getting started.
Now, the patients and advocates use the Occupy movement as their motto as they hold a round-the-clock vigil in an empty lot across the street from the Woodlawn Clinic. Horace Howard, who is bipolar, visits his therapist at Woodlawn for treatment. He's been arrested twice during the protest and says closing the clinics means more mentally ill will be incarcerated or end up in the hospital.
I didn't go to jail for being outside drinking. I didn't go to jail for sleeping in an abandoned building. I went to jail so other people won't go to jail because we need these public services open.
Rosalind Witherspoon, who's been diagnosed with schizophrenia, agrees with Howard. She's upset by the arrest.
They arrested people just because they got their human rights, the right to go to a mental clinic, and they arrested people because they believe in that.
Witherspoon goes to a clinic in another neighborhood. It will remain open. Chicago public health officials call the closures a consolidation plan, which will allow the city to partner with more than 60 community-based mental health clinics. They'll take care of the clinics who have insurance, typically Medicaid, while the public health department focuses on the uninsured, about 80% of the mentally ill who seek its help. The city expects to save about $3 million. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says it's not about the money, but more about efficiency, with therapists able to spend more time with clients.
I want people to remember, I take the issue of providing benefits and care to those who need mental health benefits seriously. We're not pulling back from service. In fact, we're giving more service to more people, and we're adding a new benefit.
The mayor says psychiatric services will now be available at all the city clinics, and private clinics will receive $500,000 in grants to help them pay for psychiatrists. Sophia Korchmar is with the group Mental Health Movement. She says there's no way getting rid of six clinics expands service, and the transition is not going smoothly.
We have heard a mountain of evidence from consumers at these clinics, people who use these services, from therapists, from doctors, from allies, from organizations all across the city that say, no, the transition plan is not working. People are falling through the cracks.
Karchmar says some patients were hospitalized after the city closed the two clinics. Chicago's Commissioner of Public Health, Bashara Shuker, tells a much different story. Shuker says the department is monitoring every one of its clients and no one has been overlooked.
Now, keep in mind, you know, it's not uncommon for people with serious mental illness to be hospitalized. We continue to monitor the trends and we have not seen any increase.
Chicago's public health department plans to finish its mental health consolidation when it shuts down Woodlawn and three other clinics on Monday. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.